For those of you who are interested in eating healthy, you may find the next subject of interest. Suzanne Zion and Javert Boulet have discovered a special type of food and have started their own factory in North Hatley. Now, they are hands-on artisans who craft a legume called miso into a food product that has proven to have great health benefits. Their small company, called Les Aliments Massawippi Incorporated, is located at 4530 Capleton Road in North Hatley. And I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Javert Boulet. He's talking to us from North Hatley. How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. So it's really a great pleasure to learn more about your company. When did it get started?
Well, we started to make miso here in Hatley Township in January 2000, and we started to make miso then. As we are making long-term fermentation miso, our first batch was ready by the end of 2001.
So it's been a while now. Now, not all of us may know what miso is.
Yeah, miso is a concentrate made with a whole soybean fermented with a grain. And we use different grains like rice, oats, barley, and buckwheat.
Okay, and what do you do with that?
You could call miso the 21st century's Bovril. Well, in fact, it's really nice for us to make such a compliment to Bovril, but that's the idea.
So you can actually add this to other foods that you cook.
Yes, miso is complete in protein, very rich in vitamin B complex and many different nutrients. But also, as we make non-pasteurized, miso is one, if not the richest food product in food and digestive enzymes. You find 75-80 different varieties of enzymes and also families of probiotics. So miso is a very healthy and very good food for the digestive system health.
It got its start what, in Japan?
The story is a bit special because it all started in Central Africa, in fact. We were there as volunteer, me as a forester, and Suzanne as a food technologist.
So Suzanne is your partner, right?
Yes, Suzanne is my wife and my partner. Mm-hmm. She's also the president of our company.
Okay.
And seeing that the people in Rwanda and in Burundi were starting to cultivate or grow soybean without really knowing what to do with it, because bean is their main source of protein, and normal beans were, you know, the yearly yields of beans were getting lower and lower. So they were kind of converting their cultures to soybean. And Suzanne got very quickly, she was sure that these people had to learn how to make miso. So she wrote to friends, they sent her documentations and books, and she ordered, you know, starting cultures from Japan. And in our little home in the bush, you know, with no electricity, no water.
Oh, wow.
She started to make miso by herself. And after a few months, she was feeling quite at ease with that. So from that time, and then it took 3 years, she worked in gathering the means to start a miso making little workshop in the popular surroundings of the capital. And through this experience, she saved so many lives that when we had to leave by 1992 or something, we decided that we would come back to Quebec and develop this kind of expertise here.
Now, it does.
You didn't expect such a story, eh?
No, it's quite interesting, actually. But it really does have a lot of health benefits, doesn't it? Is it helpful towards cancer?
It is. There have been research and studies that say, for instance, that a 10-year-long study over 10 years on 22,000 women in Asia showed that one or two portions of miso a day reduces by 50% the risk of breast cancer. And they have demonstrated the same thing about prostate cancer. They also showed that some some kinds of some sorts of leukemia could even be fought by substances contained in miso.
At your factory, you don't sell it there, do you? We have to buy it at a store?
Well, the small sizes, like 200 grams and 500 grams, you may find them in, you know, health food stores and some banners like Metro or IGA Extra, but also, you know, at La Coop d'Alentour or La Grande Ruche and à Fleur de Vie around Sherbrooke. I cannot enumerate all of them, but most of, and even here in North Adelaide, the grocery store Le Baron has got all our products as well. For bigger sizes like 2 kilos or 10 kilos or more, then people can come here because we accept that people come to buy our products here. But for small sizes, we don't compete with the retailers.
You have been expanding a little bit, haven't you? I think, do you have some new products?
Oh, yes. Well, for the last 1.5 years, almost 2 years now, Suzanne has developed and we bring on the marketplace a enzyme culture that we called Vital Call, in French, Vital Calin.
Mm-hmm.
And it is vitalizing and alkalinizing stuff, which is a fermented rice that we dry at low temperature, then we mill it at low temperature as well. So what we get is a rice flour fermented.
Uh-huh.
And in this fermentation, we develop, again, a 70, 75, 80 different varieties of enzymes, and it brings life to the food, it enhances the rate of digestion and assimilation, and it has a very high power of alkalinizing.
Wow, that's all very interesting.
It is, we could say this is the non-salty balance of what miso is. So this kind of powder, you may use it in smoothies, baby food, desserts, breakfast cereals, and so on.
Okay. Now, if we want to learn more about your products, do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It is Aliment au pluriel Massawippi.
It's Aliments Massawippi, Massawippi.com, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And it is, your website is in both French and English?
Yes. In either language.
Okay. And also, you're going to be attending an expo fair, an eating fair, or expo manger, something like that?
Yes. Expo manger santé et vivre vert. I think it's going to be the 14th or 15th edition this year at Palais des Congrès of Montreal.
In Montreal. All right. Well, it sounds all very interesting and very, very healthy.
Thank you.
And
very much.
We can always check out your website, or if we happen to be in Montreal, we can catch you at the expo.
If people have questions, observations, or testimonies, or what, they might see on the website our email address, and you know, they can write and ask questions. We always answer.
Terrific. Well, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you also very much.
I've been speaking with Gilbert Boulet from Les Aliments Massawippi Incorporated.